This is the Fleischman Geist Hour, directed by Rudy Valley.
My time is your time. Your time is my time. Hi-ho, everybody. This is Rudy Valley announcing and directing a variety entertainment broadcast from the stage of the Times Square studio in New York. The members of our company this evening in the order of their appearance are Barry and Whitledge, veteran comedy team from Big Time Vaudeville, Miss Queen O'Mario, Metropolitan Opera Company soprano, Miss Sylvia Field, stage star, leading lady of the play Broadway, of the royal family and numerous more recent dramas, Mr. Raymond Hackett, whom you may have seen on the stage in The Trial of Mary Dugan, or on the screen in a great number of photoplays, notably in Madame X with Ruth Chatterton. The London singers under the direction of Mr. John Goss, beginning their third American tour with an appearance on our program. And Julius Tannen, my old friend, comedian, humorist, and expert storyteller. And the Connecticut Yankees, full of Thanksgiving turkey, who hope you two have had a fine Thanksgiving holiday, and offer with their greeting a tune some of you may remember. Summer of 1929, with talking pictures in their infancy, comes crowding back with memories as we play a song which by fall everyone was singing, A Little Kiss Each Morning. A crust of bread, a little kiss each morning, a little kiss each night. Dreams may disappoint us, as they often do. Bring your tears to me, dear, I'll bring mine to you. The hair so golden may turn to gray, I'll call you sweetheart and always say, a little kiss each morning, a little kiss each night. Thank you.
earth is to me, dear, I'll bring mine to you. The hair so golden may turn to gray, I'll call you sweetheart and always say, a little kiss each morning, a little kiss each night.
In selecting entertainers for these variety programs, I am discovering that my excellent memory for a good laugh is a very valuable property. 3 years ago, on New Year's Eve, I appeared briefly in a special broadcast staged by NBC to celebrate the arrival of 1929. On the program, adding a great deal to the holiday fun, were Clara Barry and Orville Whitledge. As a result, they are my guests and yours for this evening. Their act is called He Doesn't Know the Music and She Doesn't Know the Words. So may I introduce Barry and Whitledge.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I think you've enjoyed yourselves long enough. We're coming out for a while now. I'm not alone, although I may be toward the finish. I have a lady with me, I suspect. I want you to meet her. I know you won't like her, but live and let live. Miss Monotonous, come right out.
Isn't she fat?
Oh, we haven't any time for flattery, my dear. There's work to be done here.
Once I was very foolish, thinking love was grand. My poor heart was ready to break, but I found out love was a fake. I've been weeping, I've been sleeping, but now I'm wide awake and I'll say, no man can take me, no man can make me love him. Keep quiet. Once I had a sweet, sweet papa, a big man from the west. I thought I could love maybe, but girls, you know the rest. So no man from Adam, no man I've had him. There's not a man in this world can understand, and men don't worry me so much, they can look but they can't touch. Well, that's all there is to that song.
Now, Miss Barry also sings. She does very good work. She's really an artist model. She's posed for all of the famous artists. What did you pose for?
A Mack truck.
Oh, good, very good. Fine work.
What's the matter with your piano playing? It's horrible.
Please, please.
Why, it's worse than my singing.
Couldn't be.
Why don't you play with the other 8 fingers?
Now, there you go again. I'm a cellist.
Yes, a peanut cellist.
And a very... And why are you tackling a love song?
Why
in that
do they
manner?
Write? Why do they write those silly love songs?
Oh, they're very bad.
Why doesn't somebody write a song about something to eat?
Yes, I...
A nice big Irish stew.
Now, that's a fetching idea. We can write one about your brother. I'd like you to meet her brother, the eldest of the mob. You'd go for him, no doubt. He's different. He's not an actor. He's an importer of French postcards, and he's out on bail this week.
Yes, well, he's filthy with money.
He's filthy without money. He's a positive mess, that fellow. Who wears his clean collar?
Well, what about your brother?
Which one?
The one that's rehearsing for the electric chair.
Oh. And he'll make good, too. You wait and see. Yeah, do you think we ought to continue this?
No, thing? I think I should get married and get off the stage.
I think so, or put horses in the act. That ought to help.
Yes, I could marry a nice butcher or a grocer.
A butcher?
Yes, a butcher could use a hand.
That...
But I had several chances to get a husband.
How much a chance? Or no, pardon me, that wouldn't do it.
That's neither here nor there. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to step out of my character.
That's splendid. You look awfully good in that outfit, too.
Huh?
Did you buy that?
Is this
that
dress?
Yes. Yeah.
Thanksgiving, with its origin in the early colonial settlements of Massachusetts, where, aided and hindered by the Indians, the colonists, originated the day of Thanksgiving. And to my way of thinking, no song could be more typical of an Indian brave wooing a captured white maiden than Cadman's In the Land of the Sky Blue Water. Thank you.
From the land of the sky blue water, they brought a captive maid, and her eyes they are lit with lightning, but her heart is not afraid. But I steal to her lodge at dawning. I woo her with my flute. She is sick for the sky blue water, the captive maid is mute.
Mario, Metropolitan Opera Company prima donna, and a most charming young lady indeed. For her first number, she has obtained permission to do a waltz song from one of the highly respected Puccini operas, La Rondine. This, I believe, is the first time the song has been done on the air. During our rehearsal, I was very much impressed by the ease with which Miss Mario sings the numerous recurrent high notes, notes above the staff. Queen of Mario singing in Italian, the waltz from Puccini's La Rondine.
Sartine d'una notte a buie come andò non lo so come uscì io non so canta d'una lenta canzone da musica strana una voce lontana diceva così, così. Con stilla di pianto anche se non guardi dalla danza la gola orsa, ma l'anima piena d'allegrezza. Mi pare che si schiudesse una nuova esistenza. Mi collano
tongue twister for those who would like to sing it fast, Herman Huffelt's hit song, which Walter O'Keefe sang in the third little show, When Yuba Plays the Rumba on the Tuba Down in Cuba. His name was Yuba. He was homely, he was dumb, and so was Yuba. Just a big ambitious bum, he wouldn't do it. So much that you a piece of gum, so this is news to me. I understand it. He's an overnight success, he's in demand. Why, I never could have guessed. Well, he found the big bay tuba, then he bumped his way to Cuba, and the rest is history. Down in Havana, there's a funny-looking booba. He plays a rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. Oh, when he's apple, sell an apple, but the chap would rather grapple with his oompa, oompa, oompa. They prefer it to the booba, doopa, doopa. They love the rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. It doesn't take him very long to get a tumble, but all the rumba lovers go into their rumble. Oh, how I'd like to be his double fall without a bit of trouble with his oompa, oompa, oompa. He can knock 11 ladies for a loompa. They love the rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. He's not a green horn, he blows a mean horn, a musty steam horn. Oh, he's a whiz. While Havana loves this funny looking booba, who plays a rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. I can't believe it, but they tell us every peanut vendor's jealous of his oompa oompa oompa. They prefer it to the boopa doopa doopa. They love the rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. They love his oompa 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 oompa. Down in Havana, there's a funny looking booba. He plays a rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. He's got a cockin' constitution for he stopped a revolution with his oompa oompa oompa. Oh, it's better than the boopa doopa doopa. They love the rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. The other night when he was in a sort of coma, he crashed a party in a strictly private homer, where every saint and every sinner who was sitting down to dinner, when they heard that oompa rumba, why they hollered out a wild and woolly woopa. They love the rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. Oh, he's a great guy, an up-to-date guy, a most-see-day guy. Oh, he's a whiz. Oh, they're calling him the Tuba Toscanini, and he's a bigger man as Mr. Mussolini. He's getting wealthy, strong, and hearty, thanks to plenty good Bacardi, and the doompa-roompa-roompa. Oh, he knocked a boopa-doopa for a looper. They love the rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. They love his oompa, 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 oomp. Woomp, woomp. The glass curtain here in the studio, I can see my sister Kathleen in our audience tonight, and it is to her that I owe my appreciation of such beautiful waltzes as this one, the first of our melodies in dry, fertile tact, a musical comedy hit, Just You Alone from the Rainbow Girl. The second is a popular tune, Waltzing in a Dream. Just you alone are life and love to me. Just you alone are sky and earth and sea. Your eyes still hold all that my heart desires. True love as of old, all that a man aspires. Concert stage, the London singers led by John Goss. Their specialty is songs of the sea, authentic sailor songs from the days before steam. They begin with the most famous of capstan shanties, or shanties as they call them, Shenandoah. Thank you.
And all I long to hear you.
You, the radio public, who accept or refuse what is brought to you over the air, have made me exceedingly happy by your justification of my belief that let's put out the lights and go to sleep would please you. And I know that it has made its writer, Herman Hofeld, equally happy. Didn't we have a lovely evening? Our party was a great success. Oh, didn't Mrs. Smith look stunning? Did you notice Mrs. Jones' new dress? What did Uncle Joe say to Uncle Benny? Just one of those things, he'd had a few too many. Sure was a hungry crowd. They didn't leave a scrap for over. We ought to feel real proud and mighty glad the darn thing's over.
Please go away and let me sleep.
No more company to feed. No more papers left to read. So what's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to sleep. No more anything to drink. Leave those dishes in the sink. What's to do about it? Whisper nighty-night and so to sleep. You're waiting now for me to say I love you more and more and more, dear. You're looking younger every day. You never were so sweet before, dear. No more money in the bank. No cute baby we can spank. So what's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to sleep. Miss Sylvia Field and Mr. Raymond Hackett in a scene from Maxwell Anderson's very human comedy, Saturday's Children. Saturday's child, if you remember the old rhyme, must work for a living. Mr. Anderson's play is the story of a boy and girl who marry and try to live on love and $20 a week. We meet Rims and Robbie, Bobby rather, when the struggle to make ends meet is beginning to be too much for them. Rims, always a free and easy soul, resents the loss of his old liberties. Bobby is indignant at his failure to take the family budget seriously, and a crisis is in the air as our curtain rises. Scene, the kitchen dining room of their small apartment.
Rims, I've been over everything this afternoon, and it's awfully close figuring.
Well, we're going to be lucky if we get by.
I wish you wouldn't talk that way, Rims. There's no luck about it. It's just figures.
Well, Bobby, you know we've tried this budget business before, and it doesn't work.
But you didn't stick to it then.
Well, you want to make me accountable to you for every cent I spend?
Oh, is that the way you look at
it? Well, that's what it amounts to, isn't it?
Well, then, I guess we won't discuss the matter any further. I wish I hadn't quit my job.
Well, we both couldn't work in the same office after we got married. Oh, it doesn't go somehow.
It would have been embarrassing, but it wouldn't really matter.
Well, I'd mind if you didn't. I would make it look as if I weren't man enough to, well, to support my wife.
Oh, I hate that word.
What word?
Wife. I won't be a wife. It sounds fat and stupid. I wish we hadn't got married. Oh, no, dear, I didn't mean that. It's not true.
Well, I know, kid.
Thank you.
Perhaps you are wondering what happened to Rims and Bobby. Well, I don't think you'll be surprised to learn that in the following act, they are reconciled and live happily ever after. My good friend Elliot Jacoby suggested that I permit him to put together, in a medley, some of the old-fashioned barn dances, Virginia reels, and tunes which our farmer ancestors enjoyed as their popular dance music. With the instructions to the dancers, or calls as they were termed, we'll try to bring back the atmosphere of the typical barn dances at Thanksgiving time.
Corn up, poppers. Nine couples right and left across. Head right and cross. Head lady chain across. Side ladies chain across. Side ladies chain across. Head ladies chain to play. Heads balance across. Heads right and left back. Sides right and left back. Right hands to partner on the ground, right and left.
Out the cottage and it's by a waterfall. There's lilacs in the springtime and the roses stay'll fall. There's welcome on the doorway, home sweet home upon the wall. I'm sure of everything but you. I bought a bowl of goldfish and they swim and everything. Canaries in their cages say you ought to hear them sing. The telephone's installed and I'm just waiting for your ring. I'm sure of everything but you. The dog and cat, they don't know where they're at. They're yearning for your company. The cat bow-wows, the little dog meows. Without you, pet, they're all upset the same as me. I thought about a cradle, dear, but that would never do. For when you think of cradles, you know that's a thought for two. Now everything looks rosy and still everything is blue. I'm sure of everything but you. Thank you.
take your love away. Take me in your arms before we part. Let me thrill again to your caress of yesterday. Let me fill again my hungry heart. 1 hour of gladness that we knew in the past. 1 moment's madness, although it be the last. Hold me fast, blind me with your charm. With all the stardust in the sky, take me in your arms and then
Julius Tannen, in the delicate art of telling a good funny story superbly well, Mr. Tannen is an old master. He has a method of his own and in his time has introduced numerous striking innovations in his chosen field. For example, in the Vanities 3 years ago, he made his appearance in full evening dress minus trousers. With this warning then, may I present Old Master Tannen.
Thank you ever and ever so much, folks. Incidentally, I want to explain to you, I suppose everybody here is full of Thanksgiving turkey. You know, it's the funniest thing how every Thanksgiving you load up on turkey. It sort of reminds me of last summer when I was up in Maine fishing with Rudy Valley. Honestly, I ate so much fish while I was up there fishing with him that I give you my word that for the next 3 months I got so my stomach was rising and falling with the tide.
Say good night. I've been here before, but I came back for one more good night. It gives me great delight to kiss you again, again and again. Good night, dear.
Next Thursday evening, another interesting show, full of interesting music, I hope,
and interesting people from the Broadway stage, concert world,
opera, vaudeville, and the legitimate theater. Don't miss your Thursday appointment with the Fleischman G-Star.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.